פרק א' בישול, סעיף חוף ה', מכשיר עדים, a humifier is made to go and bring steam vapor to the room. Now there are two sorts of humifiers. There is one with hot water, there's one with cold water. Now we're discussing the one which is hot water, chamin. So it suffers mayim and mechshir edim, chamin b'shabbos. Yesh nam chashashot is a bishul, it's a chazara, and it's sina lachat chila. Kemoshi is bab akdom nesifim elu. He explained in the introduction that to use a humifier which is, uses hot water has got a problem. Bishul, you're cooking the water. You're cooking the water, making it cook. So now you cold water, now it gets cooked. Sometimes you've got isafun chazor. Even if it was cooked already, and still the water is cooked, you're taking it from one place, you're putting it in the second place. It's got a problem from chazor. You're changing. You're doing chazor on Shabbos. We'll learn in the next parak. Or in the sinah b'tchila, it was never on the fire. It was a kedush sheni according to the shulchan aruch. According to the Ramah, it was never on the fire. Now it goes on the fire. Then you've got a problem from the scene of the pillar. So you've got these problems from cooking water on Shabbos. Cooking, if it's bishul, when it's chazor, scene of the pillar. L'chein, en nitlin by mayim b'Shabbos, afilu ein mevusholim. Even if the water was cooked already, you're not allowed to put in water today. Even if it is being cooked. Even if it has been cooked already, one shouldn't put water inside it, because the water will go and get cooked again, or do chazara, a problem from bishul on Shabbos. Bishul chazara natcha. Sif chof kufbo. Ve'in en amir lenoch en itl mayim mubusholim, ve'machshir edim chanen yesh labchin bedaget hachoyli. If you want to do it with a non-Jew, with a goy, then one has to know how is one allowed to do a malacha with a goy on Shabbos. Aleph. Im ha'choyle nofel le'mishkov v'oifin shedine k'choyle she'en bo'y sakona. V'chein adin b'yilodin k'tanim shedine k'choyle she'en bo'y sakona. Mot elitin bo'y mayim al idei nochi. Shum damir le'nochi muteret atzoy choyle af b'malacha gemurah. It's like this. It's a normal klal in Hilchos Choyla b'Shabbos. A goy is allowed to do a melacha for a person who is a choyla on Shabbos. Who is considered a choyla on Shabbos, which a goy is allowed to do him melacha, is a choyla shenofal mishkov. A choyla which fell to bed. That means a choyla which his whole guf is not normally working. He would go to bed. Such a dagger from choyla is allowed to have a goy doing him a melacha, a proper melacha on Shabbos. The same thing as a child, till he gets older, from about 8 years old, 7, 8, something like that, is allowed to go and do everything for him, because he's considered a chola shenofal mishkov. He's a dagger from chola shenofal mishkov. A child who doesn't feel well is allowed to do for him melacha with a goy. The same here. If you've got a child who needs a humifier, then you're allowed to do it on a day goy. L'chein, im eim mayim mevusholim, שואל לצוות לנוח יליטים במח שגם מים שאינו מבושולים ראה אור ראש טט. If you've got no cooked water, then you're allowed to put in water which is not cooked with by doing it על ידי גוי. Base, אם אין זה חוילי, רק צבע עמי, if he's not ill, he's only, he's not considered a person who's nofal mishkov, rakza ba'alma, he's considered a person who's only got pain, he's not considered ill, that means he's not an ill person who would fall to bed. Ein nitim b'mach shemayim she'enim u'vushonim al yidei goy. Oh, you're not to put in uncooked water al yidei goy, because a goy is only allowed to do malacha on Shabbos if it is for a person who's a choyla who fell in bed, who's a dagger from a choyla falls in bed, or a child, like we said before. Le'enin, le'sinas, mayim mevusholim al-idei nochri, re'ei ha'ora. If the water is already cooked, then it's much easier, because water which is cooked, even if it is now being cold, and then you want to cook it up again, because the person puts it in a humifier, till the humifier will use it it doesn't always cook all the water in one go. It takes time. It cooks a bit small amount. Therefore, still your cooked water will go and be used and cooked again. It may cool down in between. So cooling down in between, that is called bishul acha bishul b'dov alachshen is tannin. Something which is liquid, which got cold, is a machlokes. Here, b'makom goy, the makom lakel, gam itzel chazora, and the day goy, yesh makom lakel. And day goy, yechol lakel, the chazora, like he says in the footnote, he explains that the day goy, one can be take on the lineage to do chazor. Therefore, he takes on in the footnote that if you want to put in water which has already been cooked, there's no problem to do it al yedei goyim.